Support for this News from Lake Wobegon podcast comes from the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, the bed that lets you adjust the mattress firmness to your preference, your sleep number. And by Honey Nut Cheerios Cereal, made with whole grain oats. Honey Nut Cheerios Cereal can help lower your cholesterol. Honey Nut Cheerios, be happy, be healthy.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's the beginning of summer out there, and the trees have leafed out, so there's a little shade, actually, and the first mosquitoes have been seen, and the first whine of the lawnmower as well. The lilacs are in full bloom, and the trees are blossoming out, the apple and the crabapple trees as well. Sometimes you're walking down the street, and this little burst of wind comes along, and here you are, you're a Lutheran, and yet you're surrounded by blossoms in the air. Purple and magenta and pink blossoms. It's as if you're in a movie of some sort of a coming of age in Ireland, or maybe a deodorant commercial or something. And the smell of lilacs is a sort of a trumpet call to carnal pleasure, which we are allergic to in Lake Wobegon, and yet you consider the possibility in the spring. The cottonwood trees have blossomed out with that kind of cottony blossoms that blow out into the air, and we breathe it in, this lint from trees. We take it in. We wonder what effect it has on us, and then we look around at the people around us, and we guess maybe it's that, but we're too polite to say so, of course, and yet we're a little bit wary about it. We walk out on these beautiful, beautiful days, and we hear the music of the spheres, and we smell the hot dog, and we find the first wood tick crawling up our leg towards a warm, moist place. We wonder how many got through security. We start to think about Lyme's disease, which can make you achy and feverish and also make you dull. It makes you dull, terribly dull. And so you start to wonder if you are dull. And now you become self-conscious, which is what makes people dull, is self-consciousness. That's what dulls the senses. You see people, young people here in the audience, all over, people wondering, am I cool? And if I were cool, I wouldn't be wondering if I were cool, would I? No. And that's just the beginning of the end for them. It is the awards time of year at Lake Wobegon High School, the big awards ceremony this last Wednesday evening, and they all came, and it went on for 2.5 hours, one graduate after another, a student coming up to some applause and standing up there on stage between the flags as someone reads the citation, which is very extravagant and very embarrassing, all about leadership and showing a good example to others and working for the good of the community. And you stand there and you writhe and you experience the humiliation of distinction, which is one of the lessons of Lake Wobegon. Honorable mention is more than good enough. You don't want to be set apart from the others. Yes, some people work hard and other people don't work quite so hard. And some people are honest and others are not. But by and large, we are so much more alike than we are different. Stay with the others. There is no such thing as charisma. It's an illusion. Brilliance depends on who is doing the lighting. So stay with the others. Be anonymous. We go up to the cemetery Monday morning, 10 o'clock in Lake Wobegon for Memorial Day services. It's a cheerful thing every year. We go up there. It's the same every year. The dead are happy to see us. They've missed us. They might not have been so sociable in life, but now they are. They look at us up from their little narrow beds. We walk along and we look at them. Classmates of mine now lying up there. That's kind of astonishing to see that birth year, the same as your year. My classmate Rex is here, who died at the 40th high school reunion. He died at the Sons of Canute Temple as I was speaking, actually. I was standing at the podium when he collapsed in back, And my voice was the last voice he heard on this earth. I was telling a joke, and he went down. And aside from his friends asking, "Are you all right?" which he was not, he was dead. My voice was the last voice he heard on this earth. I think about it every year when I look down at his grave. It wasn't a bad joke if you were going to go out on a joke. It's a good joke. A dog walks into the bar, and the dog puts his paws up on a bar stool, and he says, "Hey, look at me, a talking dog, huh? When was the last time you saw a talking dog? Isn't that something, huh? Aren't you amazed? How about a drink for a talking dog?" And the bartender says, "Sure, the toilet's right down the hall, first door on your left." Not a bad joke. And the meaning of that joke is one that we accept in Lake Wobegon, which is that you may go off and do all sorts of things to impress other people, but we know who you are. You are a dog. That's who you are. The old men from the sidetrack tap are buried here. Some of them did not need much embalming fluid whatsoever. They were doing the job while they were still living. Alvin is here, who said to me once, and I'll never forget what Alvin said. He said, "Everything that you think you are when you are young, you spend the rest of your life finding out that you never were and you never could be." It was the only smart thing he ever said. But it's worth thinking about. Memorial Day, we stand up there around the monument of the Grand Army of the Republic, the great angel turned black with age, the huge angel with its wings outspread, the angel of death. And when you look at it and the sun is shining from behind it, it looks as if the angel is looking straight at you and saying, "You're next, you, you. Don't be surprised. Next time I come, I'm coming for you." You wait for the VFW honor guard to come traipsing down the road. Eight ancient men, veterans of ancient wars, come along with their white rifles that you hope to God are not loaded, but you know they are. And people step back because they're kind of shuffling to try and stay in step with each other. Their eye-foot coordination is not so good. They come in and they take up their position there in front of the angel of death. And the clergy is standing there. And the kids of the fifth grade from Lake Wobegon Elementary School are waiting. They have memorized the Gettysburg Address, not knowing yet which one of them their teacher will tap on the shoulder to step forward to the microphone and recite the Gettysburg Address. It is a soul-searching moment, and you can see their little lips moving. Of the people, by the people, for the people, or is it by the people, for the people, of the people, to the people, from the people? How does all that go? They're not sure. The bugler is out there sitting in the limbs of an old red oak tree out there. You just hope that the rifle salute isn't going to go off in that direction. And we get ready for it. We get ready for taps, and we get ready for the prayer. Father Wilmer will say the prayer this year. They alternate back and forth, and he will pray the same prayer that is always prayed for Memorial Day. He will ask God to make us truly grateful for the sacrifice of these men. And as always happens when somebody urges you to be grateful, right away you feel resentment, and you feel ungrateful, completely ungrateful. The speech will be the same speech that they've been giving for years and years. And it's probably the same speech that those young men who died and who are lying out there got to hear plenty of. They were in the military towards the end, and so they had a full dose of BS. Night and day, night and day. And the amazing thing on Memorial Day, as you wait for the rifle salute and you wait for taps, and you wait for the ladies' sextet to sing "When Johnny Comes Marching Home," and everything the same as it always has been, the amazing thing to think about is how many of those men went off in the uniform of anonymity, young men who had big plans to be individuals and to make something of themselves in this world, but who put on the uniform of anonymity in loyalty to us, and who went out there, although they had grave doubts and misgivings, grave doubts about this cause. They were full of doubt and also feelings of terror. They went off in defense of the South. They went off to fight the Kaiser. They went off in defense of democracy in Korea and Vietnam and in Iraq. They went off with grave misgivings. But nonetheless, they were loyal to us, even at our worst, full of political foolishness and cruelty. They nonetheless were loyal to us, knowing that we had better angels than these. And so they did what they needed to do. You go there thinking that you'll feel sad and morbid, but you don't at all. It's the springtime. It's the summer of the year. This is the point in life at which they died, in the spring and early summer of their lives. And you feel youth, and you feel grandeur, and you feel magnificence here Memorial Day as the ladies' sextet steps up to sing the Star Spangled Banner. And we have to sing loudly to drown them out because they sing so flat, so terribly flat. It's our responsibility. It's just as Lincoln said, that we here take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. And we all sing the Star Spangled Banner at Memorial Day. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.
The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is brought to you by Honey Nut Cheerios Cereal. Made with whole grain oats, Honey Nut Cheerios Cereal can help lower your cholesterol. Honey Nut Cheerios. Be happy, be healthy.